Well, a pleasant evening to you and you too, Blam. We're delighted you tuned in tonight and that we can study the Word of God. If you take your Bible this evening, turn with me to the book of Isaiah and the first chapter. And when you come to Isaiah chapter 1, look, if you will, at verse 18. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Then notice, if you will, what the prophet said in Isaiah 53, beginning at verse 4. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. You know, many people have what we might identify as a modern view of the cross. And they believe that God is no longer angry at sin and that God will accept man without any change whatsoever. That man can continue to live any way he wants. As long as he pays some sort of homage to God, God will accept it. But my friend, that's contrary to the view of the Bible. When Isaiah prophesied, he talked about one needing to change. And for a few moments of our time, I want to talk about the colors of the cross and get a true picture of the cross of Christ in looking at three different colors. The first color I want us to examine is the color red, and that represents the blood of Jesus Christ. Anytime you look at the cross of Christ, you'll find Jesus shedding his blood for the remission of sin. Under the Old Testament, you'll find in Leviticus 4, that when they sinned, they had to bring a sin offering and the blood had to be applied. Now, in the New Covenant, we find that the perfect Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, as is brought out in John 1:29, died upon the cross of Calvary and shed his blood so that man can be redeemed. Anytime I look at the cross and I see the spikes that have been driven through his hands and feet, I see the crown of thorns upon his head, I recognize the blood that has trickled down his face, and I see the blood that had come down all the way to the foot of the cross and pooled there. I am reminded that Jesus died for the sins of man. I see the color red, and I recognize that the cross shows me the price paid for my sin. In 1 Peter 1:18, Peter said, "You were not redeemed by gold or silver, but you were redeemed by the precious blood of Christ." I want us to understand that the blood of Christ is precious because his blood is what takes away our sin. Now, it seems in our day and time, many people no longer see the need of the cross because they think they don't have sin or they do not need to come to God on God's terms. But you'll remember in the Roman letter and the 7th chapter, we need to see sin for what it is. In Romans chapter 7, in verse 13, Paul said, "Sin, that it may appear as sin." We need to understand that sin is contrary to God's will, and sin must be dealt with, and the only way it can be dealt with is through the blood of Jesus Christ. But the second color I want to put into your heart is the color black. You remember in Matthew 27, in verse 45, it said that darkness was over all the land. But it was dark in another sense. When you think of the deeds of man at that time and the deeds of man today who live contrary to the will of God, black is the picture of the kingdom of darkness ruled by the evil one. Take your New Testament and turn with me to the Colossian letter and the first chapter. And look at what the Apostle Paul said in verse 13. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. So black is the color of my sin when I've not received the grace of God. So I need to go to God so that my sin can be blotted out, that the blood of Christ can cleanse me from every iniquity. So thus far, I've seen the color red, and then I take notice of the color black. So when I picture the cross, I see Jesus dying there, shedding his blood, his mother standing there witnessing this, and the people mocking him, and I remember the blood that was shed for my sin. Then I recall the color black, and I understand that that would reflect my iniquity. And I try to picture the darkness upon the land of that time. And I try to imagine the deeds of the people. And then I see my own sin. And I remember why Jesus is on Calvary. But that brings up the third color I want to talk about. And that's the color white. And white represents forgiveness. White represents the absence of sin or the forgiveness of sin. What did Isaiah say in Isaiah 1:18? Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. When does that occur? When we come to Christ. White represents purity. White represents walking with God. In the Roman letter and the 6th chapter, when the Apostle Paul was writing, he said in verse 1, in a very beautiful statement, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Look at that statement. He's making a rhetorical question, and then he answers it in verse 2. God forbid. What's beautiful about that statement? We no longer continue in sin because we're dead to sin. We now live for Christ. Now, many people say, I need to continue in sin, that God's grace will continue. And Paul said, that's not right. He said, how can we who died to sin live any longer in it? We do no longer live in sin. We have died with it. When we were baptized into Christ, we washed our sins away in the blood of the Lamb, and we've raised to walk in newness of life. And we no longer continue in sin. But that reminds me of the throne of God in Revelation 20:11, where it says that the throne of God is white. And white is the color of living with God. Look in the Revelation letter and the 3rd chapter. In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 5, he said, he who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Now then, I want to take that and remind us of 3 things. When you look at the cross, what colors do you see? Do you see the blood of our Lord being poured out? Do you see the stain of your sin? And do you see Jesus dying to take away your sin? Secondly, do you see the purpose of the cross? That Jesus is there as a sacrifice. And when I obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, I put to death the old man and I'm raised up to walk in newness of life. Acts 22:16. He said, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, washing away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Revelation 1:5 talks about those who were washed in the blood of the Lamb. And I'll tell you, my friend, we need to see our life after the cross. The blessings we receive as a child of God. In Ephesians 1, you'll remember he said that all spiritual blessings are in Christ. Now, the question I want to raise as we conclude is, do you see the lack of love when one does not obey? Blackness is all around. You're living in the filth of sin. But if I could get you to see Jesus on the cross, you wouldn't quibble about obeying the gospel. You'd say, Lord, you speak, and I'll obey. Do you see the colors of the cross? Let us pray. Our Father, we're so thankful for our many blessings. We're so thankful for what Jesus did on Calvary to redeem us from our sin. May we live in such a way to glorify him. And if there be any who need to respond, may they do so willingly, quickly, for your glory. And for the remission of their sin. In Jesus' name, amen.